From the crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
Good morning to you, Cam, from Southbound Records.
Good morning, good morning. How are we?
Yeah, good as, good as. Now, I tell you what, on a Friday, I like to think about buying records.
Mm.
Can Southbound help me with this?
We sure can.
Okay.
We got all the goodies on Fridays.
Yes.
Fridays is our favourite day because it's new release day. And we have the wall stocked with brand new reissues, brand new releases.
What's out? What's out? What have you brought in for us?
Today, brought in three beautiful things. We'll start with Oasis.
Oasis? Okay. Some might know this band.
A few, yeah, I hope so. Some might say is being released on a 7-inch single. Very, very exciting. And it's got Talk Tonight on the B-side as well, which is also a great song, of course, from What's the Story, Morning Glory. This was the first single released from that album. The first one released post Whatever, which was kind of the one that came out, bridged the gap between their debut, definitely maybe, and What's the Story, Morning Glory.
Why has this been released on 7-inch? Just to make some cash?
Well, Whatever was just released as a 7-inch as well, mm-hmm. like earlier this year.
Yep.
And I think it's their anniversary, because definitely maybe just had its anniversary last year, this year, and we got an awesome little box set. And I mean, what's the story? More
oh,
story?
Yeah, 1995.
Yeah,
okay,
came out very, yep. very close afterwards. Right. So I'm assuming that we're going to get some cool little version of What's the Story, Morning Glory come out as well. But some might say here on Clear 7-inch, again, Talk Tonight on the B-side, which is a great, great track. Their first track to get to number one in the UK on the charts, which is quite surprising considering Definitely Maybe is like such an amazing album. But yeah, here it is. Some might say available now at Southbound.
Oh, hang on. Let me make sure I've got the right thing pressed to drop the needle again, start from scratch. Here we go. I'm going to turn my mic on first. seven-inch vinyl, some might say. What, like 30 years of What's the Story, Morning Glory?
Yeah. Well, yeah, 30, I guess.
Okay, on the shelf now at Southbound Records. And sure we've also got a couple more things to get through this morning. We've got, what else? There's a big, oh, Monaco. What's Monaco?
Monaco is Peter Hook of Joy Division, New Order.
Okay.
And a guy named David Potts, who... the two of them kind of formed after New Order had a little bit of a hiatus, and they formed a group called Revenge. And then they kind of split off from that and started doing the Monaco thing. 1997, I think they released their first record, and then this one's 2000. So yeah, this is Monaco's self-titled, the 25th anniversary expanded edition of this record as well on green vinyl. It comes with a little four-page booklet. 2,000 copies of this were made. It's limited, this one. It's very New Order-esque, and I think that maybe David Potts, they kind of had a bit of a breakup because maybe the sound wasn't what David Potts wanted, and I think it took till like 2013 before they started performing together in another one of Peter Hook's projects called The Light. And yeah, this is a really great album. It definitely carries over that New Order sound. The track we've got to play is I've Got a Feeling.
Thank you.
like that. Yeah. I'm into it. I am into that one. Okay, that was very, very, very New Order. Mm-hmm. And it is sort of obviously between New Order records because that came out in 2000, which is a little bit before. What's that big New Order album that came out after that? Like the big one in the 2000s? God, I'm terrible with album names. But yeah. Definitely in the New Order canon.
Yeah,
Monaco.
Yeah, Monaco. Yeah, if you're a New Order fan, that's, you know, it's got to be right up your alley because that one is, yeah, as you say, like super, super of that New Order sound.
Mm-hmm.
And you can definitely hear it in that track right there, I've Got a Feeling, which is the first track on the album. And that one is on the shelves at Southbound today. The next one we brought in, DJ Kicks, Quantic.
Okay, Quantic. Been around for yonks and put out some banging tunes.
Totally been around for yonks and like released some really, really great records. A lot of like that kind of Colombian inspired electronic kind of like, I don't know. This is a really great one to have on. You know, we were talking, I think, last week about records that you can kind of have on when you have people over.
Mm-hmm.
And because those DJ Kicks records are all mixed, kind of like the Late Night Tales, they're just really great to kind of like sit and take a journey, you know, through this artist's inspirations and, you know, what they're listening to, what tracks. They just wanted to put on the album, really, and mix together. And this one sounds really, really great. I was actually listening to it on the walk down this morning. And it flows so well, and it's such a nice, just a nice thing to have on in your headphones while you're wandering, because, you know, you kind of just fade into it, and sometimes that's the best kind of thing to listen to. But yeah, the track we've got today is Twang. This one's got a little kind of jazzy stuff going on in there. Really, really great song.
Ooh, here we go.
Here we go. We'll be right back.
Oh, I like this one, Cam.
Yeah,
this
really,
is good.
Really funky.
Yeah, that was great. Quantic, yeah, Quantic does have some great songs. So, okay, I'm into that.
Yeah.
That was DJ Kicks, Quantic. Out this morning?
Out this morning, yeah. And if you are unfamiliar with the DJ Kicks things, it's kind of like an artist going in there. K7 Records released them. They kind of go in there and they make a little mix of just stuff that they're into at the moment. There's so many good ones. Moody Man did one, Kruder and Dorfmeister. There's Logic 1000, which came out recently, Mount Kimby. There's so many artists that have done them. And this is obviously Quantic's release or his take on a DJ Kicks record, which is very exciting. So yeah, that's out today. Also out today, Oasis, some might say the 7-inch, and Monaco's self-titled reissue.
If you, for those of you that like New Order, and I managed to use the internet, I was dying to say get ready, but I was like, oh, but it was get ready. Sounds very of that New Order canon in the early 2000s. Yeah, I was surprised how much the guy actually singing with Peter Hook sounded like Bernard Sumner.
Yeah, David Potts, his name is. I think he was actually originally just recording in the studio, recording some guitar with Revenge, that other band that Peter Hook created when they met, and then he just jumped on, and look at that, we got Monaco.
All right. Hey, thank you very much, Southbound Records. Thank you, Cam, and we'll see you up at the shop this weekend.
Thank you.
From the crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street.